Once, everything was awesome. Now, everything is bleak.
Hey, Lucy! I brought you coffee!
Coffee. The bitter liquid that provides the only semblance of pleasure left in these dark times.
Oh my goshness, did I interrupt you brooding just now?
That was from the Lego Movie 2, the sequel to the very critically acclaimed and popular Lego Movie, which I know that, Ron, you very much enjoyed.
Oh, I sure did, Scott. And really, it's a great mix for adults and kids. You know, the colorful Lego characters, which every kid, I think, is played with. And then so much pop culture and other homages, if you will, to other movies and characters for adults, and so much going on in the background. It takes multiple viewings.
Now, did you see the sequel now yet?
Not yet. It's at the top of my list. I might have, had the weather not gotten so funky last night, but it is on the IMAX as well. And the actor's voice talent is back. Chris Pratt doing his Emmett and Elizabeth Banks as Wild Style. And, of course,
Will Arnett doing his Batman thing,
you know. He had his own movie based on the popularity of that character. And they've introduced now Tiffany Haddish as the Duplo Queen. Apparently the Lego Duplos are now the invaders from outer space, sort of representing the evil in the good versus evil in a Lego movie.
Now, what you've heard so far, is it getting the same sort of acclaim that the first one did?
Yeah, it's sitting at a solid 85% fresh. So the critics are enjoying. And, of course, Scott, what they enjoy is the new creative style of that first movie, and now we're getting more of the same. So the critics are kind of going, "Yeah, we've seen this before," and it's like, "Yes, and we loved it, and we want more." But critics are always looking for something new and different.
Now, also looking to be successful this weekend, What Men Want.
Taraji P. Henson plays the star here, and she's a woman working in a male industry, you know, sports agent business, and she's not having very much success until she wakes up one day and develops the ability to hear men's thoughts. So I don't know that that's a good thing for her at all times, but it does give her a bit of insight into how she should navigate her world here, and it's rated R, so it's going to have R-rated stuff in it. Co-stars Tracy Morgan as well.
And then also Cold Pursuit opening with Liam Neeson and Emmy Rossum. And this is a thriller. Is this going to be more Taken?
Well, yeah, he's sort of developed a character here that's been working in Taken, and then that Commuter movie that was out last year. And this is an action thriller, but the more reviews I read, Scott, the more critics are calling it a dark comedy, too. So it's got a nice mix from what I'm seeing and reading. It is rated R because it's very violent. He's a snowplow driver in the Rockies. His son is murdered, and he's trying to get revenge, not just on mailboxes, okay? He's going to use his snowplow as a weapon and more. So I'm intrigued now. 80% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Now, he's been in the news this week with some controversial mm-hmm. comments about race, and do you think that's going to hurt the film at all?
He's really testing the old adage, isn't he, that there's no such thing as bad publicity. And, you know, what happened years and years ago certainly can have an effect on people boycotting based on what happened in ancient history, according to him. So we'll see. It never was going to be a big movie, but it should open in the low teens this weekend. And if it comes in single figures, yes, I think that controversy did hurt the movie.
And also The Prodigy, a horror film starring Taylor Schilling from Orange is the New Black.
Right. She plays the mom of the creepy kid in this movie. Is he possessed? Is he a genius? And it is rated R, so it's got violence, disturbing, and bloody images, as it says here. So if you're in for a horror movie, that's your choice. Or you can wait till next Wednesday, Scott. On the 13th, Happy Death Day to You opens up. That's rated PG-13, a romantic comedy with Rebel Wilson is called Isn't It Romantic. That's opening up on Wednesday the 13th. And Alita, Battle Angel on Valentine's Day, Scott, a sci-fi movie I think you're gonna like.
And we should mention Alita, Battle Angel, directed by Robert Rodriguez and produced by James Cameron, based on a Japanese manga that was published in 1990. So we'll talk more about that next week. And coming up, we've got Eric Kuiper talking about the indie film series at Woodland Mall. And first, here's a clip of a song from the movie Cold War.
dwa serduszka, cztery oczy. Oj, oj, oj. Co płakały we dnie w nocy. Oj, oj, oj. Czarne oczka, co płaczecie, że się spotkać nie możecie. Że się spotkać nie możecie.
So what's going on with the indie films this month?
Well, this is the time of year, Scott, where we are kind of, we're playing catch up in some ways, or finally getting some of the films that people maybe haven't even heard of, but now see are nominated for an Oscar in some of the smaller categories like foreign language film or documentary or something like that. So the three things that I'll really highlight that people should know are at Woodland, either this week or in the next week or so, is Cold War is playing. That just opened. That is nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. Also, the filmmaker, the director, is nominated for Best Director. It's from the same filmmaker as the film Ida, if people remember that, a Polish filmmaker. And this is in line with that, where, again, it's another cold, you know, well, it's called Cold War. It's black and white. It's stark, much the way Ida was. And it's a film about, World War II is ended, but it's just over. And all of these communist states exist. And it's a story between this music conductor and a performer, and they're creating this troupe that was going to travel around kind of communist Europe and do art performances. And so it's really this sort of impossible love story between this man and a slightly younger woman, and they want to be together, but they're constantly trying to get themselves out of these oppressive situations. So they always find themselves on the wrong side of a barbed wire fence, kind of metaphorically or literally, as they're trying to flee these situations, but they can never seem to flee them together. And so it's a film about them trying to be together, but things keeping them apart, and sort of how that plays out. I was actually really affected by the film. I think in the end, it's one of those movies where you feel what the movie is getting at the whole time, but then in the very final scene, it just punctuates it with this last moment and even a last line. And where I was just like, that's what this movie is all about. So I won't say what that is, but I found it to be a really well-made film. So that's Cold War that's playing right now. There's another documentary called Of Fathers and Sons. It's an older documentary, but it got nominated for Best Doc that we brought back. And that is a filmmaker who made his way into and gained the trust of a radical Islamic family in the Middle East. And he really embeds himself in this family for 2 years. And so you're just getting that story, that narrative from the inside, from this filmmaker. So it's really, really amazing access and an understanding of what all is in play, at least for that family within that context. So that's one of the films that we hadn't played that got nominated for Best Doc. And so we reached out and grabbed that to give people a chance. I know lots of people just love to check those off the list. So that's playing some limited shows at Woodland right now. And then the one other thing that's opening, but this doesn't open until the 22nd, is all of the Oscar-nominated short films. So we play those in three different programs, the live action, animated, and documentary. So they're each their own program, each their own ticket, and they all last about an hour, hour and a half worth of films in each of those. And if you haven't ever checked those out, if you just want to try something they really are. Shorts programs at a film festival can be a little hit and miss because you know, not all of them are amazing, but these are all, they're all nominated for best, you know, in their category, from the entire year. So it's a really fun way to take in some really well-told stories.
Thanks for joining us.